At the beginning of the parsha, we find Avraham Avinu apparently in the middle of an important meeting with the Ribbono Shel Olam, or at the beginning of an important meeting with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayera Elav Hashem, Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu. And as you look in the Pesukim and you try to find out, okay, what was this meeting about? What were they discussing? What did the Ribbono Shel Olam want to tell Avraham Avinu? We're disappointed to find out that we have no idea what the answer to that question is. The parsha starts, Vayera Elav Hashem Beilonei Mamrei V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'ol K'chom Hayom. Then Hashem appears to Avram, and Avram is standing by the doorway of his tent. But before telling us anything about the content or the purpose of the meeting, before telling us any Vayomere Hashem Elav Lemar, what did Hashem say to him? What pearls of wisdom was he teaching him? The Torah immediately switches. Look, Yenim over there. You see, there are three men. They're walking. And Avraham Avinu runs, walks out on the Ribbono Shel Olam. He goes and he greets them. And we're left wondering, what was the meeting about? What did God want to tell Avraham? What did he pass up? We know, we learned from this episode that Gedol Achnas HaSarchim, that Achnas HaSarchim is so important that it beats out Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, that one should reject Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Achnas HaSarchim. But you ever wonder, what exactly was this Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina all about? What was the Ribbono Shel Olam speaking to Avraham Avinu about? So of course, Rashi, in the beginning of the parasha, the very first Rashi, says that the Ribbono Shel Olam was just coming to be Mevarkei Cholim. Nothing that important. He was just coming to visit the sick. Avraham Avinu had gone through a major surgery and he needed some help. So the Ribbono Shel Olam came to visit him, to wish him well. But that doesn't seem to be the Peshuto Shel Mikra. Peshuto Shel Mikra seems to be that there's something missing over here. But the Ribbono Shel Olam came to tell him something. And for some reason, the Torah never reveals to us, or never seems to reveal to us, what exactly he came to tell him. Second problem, even according to the Midrashic interpretation, or rather, according to the Midrashic interpretation, that the Ribbono Shel Olam was motzi chama min atika, that the Ribbono Shel Olam took the sun out of its casing, so to speak, and he made it a boiling hot day where no one would ever want to leave the house and bother Avraham Avinu along the way. The Ribbono Shel Olam realizes after some time how distressed Avraham Avinu is, how badly he wants guests, how much he wishes he can do his thing and open up his home to people. So what does Hashem do to solve the problem? He manufactures guests. He makes malachim, makes them look like men, sends them down, and they're the guests. They're supposed to be the people that Avraham Avinu brings into his house. So Nissen Albert asks what should be an obvious question. Each and every day of his life, Avraham Avinu opens up the four doors of his tent, and guests come from all directions. Everyone knows him, they know where to go, they know that if you're passing through town, you need a meal to eat, you need some water to wash your feet off with, you know that's where you go. You go to Avraham Avinu's tent. So if God really wanted to satisfy him, and he wanted guests to come, why did he have to create angels for that purpose? Couldn't he just make the weather 70 degrees and sunny, and then the guests would have come? It wasn't something that needed a miracle to accomplish. All he had to do was undo the original miracle that he had done by making it such a hot day, and the guests would have come on their own. Perhaps, in answering this question, Rav Nissen Alper Zatzal explains what exactly the Ribbono Shel Olam was thinking in manufacturing these guests for Avraham Avinu, rather than just putting the sun back in its protection. This act of chesed on Avraham's part, says Rav Nissen Alper, the chesed we read about at the beginning of the parasha, how Avram runs to the guests, how he treats them, what he gives them, how he gets the whole house involved, and Yishmael is running, and Sarah is running, and everyone's doing, and oh, there's a tumult, and everyone's involved in the mitzvah. It serves as a paradigm of Gemilas Chasadim. It serves as a paradigm of Hachnas HaSarachim. And because this is going to be the paradigmatic example of an act of chesed, of an act of kindness, of an act of Hachnas HaSarachim, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted this chesed to represent and to really show us what chesed truly represents. The Gemara Maseches Bava Basra and Daf Yud tells us an interesting exchange that occurred between Tarnas Rofus HaRasha and Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara tells us, Shaul Tarnas Rofus HaRasha's Rabbi Akiva. Tarnas Rofus HaRasha asks Rabbi Akiva, Im Elokeichem Oev Aniim Hu Mipnei Ma'ayinu Mefarnasam. if your God really loves aniyim so much, if he loves poor people so much, why does he make them poor? Why doesn't he just give them money? What do we have to give them money for? Let the Ribbono Shel Olam take care of it. What, is he not capable? So Rabbi Akiva responds, no, you got it all wrong. Amar lei, kidei shenitzel anu behen midina shel gehenim. Says Rabbi Akiva, it has nothing to do with what the Ribbono Shel Olam can and can't do. Of course the Ribbono Shel Olam could support the aniyim. That's not the purpose of the tzedakah. The purpose of chesed with other people is not to help them. It's self-help. How else are we going to be saved from Gehenim if we don't have the opportunity to give tzedakah? See, Tanus Rofus or Rosh views tzedakah and chesed as a chore, as an inconvenience, as something that, why should I have to do that you would want to get out of? Rabbi Akiva says he's got it all wrong. Tzedakah and chesed is not a chore at all. It's an opportunity. It's a chance. It's a chance to do more. It's a chance to make ourselves better people. If he wants to support the poor, the Ribbono Shel Olam is capable of doing it. We are charged with supporting the poor through these acts because we ourselves are saved midina shel gehenim through these acts of chesed. Ultimately, the act of kindness helps the giver more than the recipient. And that's the point the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to make. The story of Avraham Avinu is supposed to be a story that serves as the example of what chesed really is. So the Ribbono Shel Olam set it up so that it should be obvious to anyone who reads the story who's really helping who in this story. Avraham Avinu's running and he's getting and he's giving, so it seems like he's giving so much and receiving nothing in return. But in reality, do the Malachim need anything he's giving them? He's giving them food. They don't eat. They don't need to eat. They're only eating because it's derech eretz to eat when the host gives you something to eat. But they don't need the food. He's really not actually giving them anything. But what he's giving himself is remarkable. The Gemara in B'Metzia Daf Pei Vav tells us, Amar Avidom Rav Kol Masha Asa Avram L'Malachi Asharis Ba'atzmo Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Banav Bi'atzmo. Everything that Avraham Avinu did on his own without sending a shliach in this act of chesed, the Ribbono Shel Olam paid back to Avraham Avinu's children by himself without sending a shliach. And whichever parts Avraham Avinu sent a shliach for, the Ribbono Shel Olam sends a shliach to pay him back. Who's going to be the ultimate recipient in this act of chesed? The giver. And that's true of every chesed we do. We think we're giving. We think we're accomplishing by doing so much for other people. We don't realize we're accomplishing, yes, but not because of what we're doing for other people, but because of what we do, what impact it has on us when we do for other people. And it's noteworthy that this particular message of chesed, chesed being a lesson in self-help, is immediately followed up by the news that Avram and Sarah will have a child. Perhaps this is not a coincidence. There's no greater example of somebody doing for others, being moser nefesh for others, and knowing it than what a parent does for a child. And sometimes it's thankless. Sometimes the child doesn't have the gratitude. Sometimes the child doesn't even know and doesn't appreciate what we do for our children. But we're moser nefesh because it's this tremendous ahava, this want to give and to help and to do, and a parent has this burning desire to want to do for their child. And we think of ourselves as givers. But if we take another look, sometimes we don't even realize who gains more out of the parent-child relationship. Of course, the child gains a tremendous amount. But is there any other relationship in one's life? Is there any other sensation in a person's life? Any other feeling and emotion in a person's life that comes close to rivaling the nachas a parent gets from a child? There's literally no parallel in what a child receives from a parent to what we receive from our own children. In fact, it's fairly common for a person who doesn't always live up to the highest religious standards to improve dramatically after having children in religious and ethical ways. We know that our children are not only going to learn from us if we lead by example. So how many times does a person learn to stop talking in shul, learn a little more, attend minyan, shiur more consistently? Why? Because they want to set an example for their children. So tell me something, who's really gaining out of that relationship? Parent is becoming so much better. They're gaining so much out of this act of chesed, of parenting, the chesed that they do with their children. And based on this, we can answer the other question we began with as well. What happened in that conversation between Avraham Avinu and the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Rashbam so concise but so beautiful, explains the connection between the very first pasuk of the parasha and the ensuing visit of the Malachim as follows. Vayeru elav Hashem, says Rashbam, heich shebo elav shlosha anashim shayu malachim. Hashem appeared to Avram. How did Hashem appear to Avram? What, you expect a conversation? You expect a verbal exchange? No! The Ribbono Shel Olam has two different ways of talking to people. Sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam delivers a message directly, and sometimes he delivers a message through life circumstances, through an episode that you go through. And that serves as the Ribbono Shel Olam's speech. That serves as what you're supposed to get. The Ribbono Shel Olam's message that he's trying to impart to us. Hashem didn't say anything to Avraham Avinu. Instead, he gave him a lesson in chesed and ultimately in parenting. You act selflessly toward others, never feeling that they owe you anything, because your acts of selflessness actually really are quite self-serving. We become so much better as a result of that. If we want to be successful as Bali Chesed, and we need to appreciate that we improve ourselves so much when we give. If we want to be successful as a parent, we have to appreciate how much we get out of the parent-child relationship. We have to learn to be a constant giver, because we have to realize that enriches our lives in a way that is unparalleled in any other relationship we have. And that's true chesed. Chesed is a situation not when a person looks like Transrophus or Russia and sees, oh, what have I done for them? They should have so much, I've done so much for them. They should have so much gratitude to me, because look how much I'm helping them. No, that's not what chesed is. Chesed is look how much they're helping me by giving me the opportunity to give. And that's the paradigm. That's the paradigm of an Avraham Avinu that we should all be zocheh to learn from.